take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there a week of away, so do enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. As always, lots to talk about here tonight, but I figured we might start with a little something by John Stossel. We haven't heard from John Stossel in a while. And, of course, we're not going to hear from John, but we are going to share an article that he wrote from realclearpolitics.com called "With Government Money Comes Strings." As you well know, if you've been paying attention to how government works, it's never just to get the cash, and it doesn't work that way for government or for private schools either. There's always strings attached. In fact, Stossel points out, says, "I apologize. Recently, I wrote enthusiastically about Utah's chance to have school vouchers. By now, we know whether voters said yes or no. Either way, while a voucher experiment's a good thing and far superior to a government-run monopoly, I wonder if I wasn't too enthusiastic. As Sheldon Richmond, editor of the Freeman magazine and author of Separating School and State, puts it, public money going to private schools cannot bode well for the future of those schools. Note that the Utah law requires private schools to give a nationally recognized exam, one approved by the National Education Establishment. But he who controls the exam controls the curriculum. Schools will have to teach to the test, and that will limit innovation and make the private schools look more like the public schools."
Yeah.
Maybe the government can't really create choice affirmatively. We know the government money comes with strings. Federal highway funds came with requirements for seatbelt laws and 55-mile-per-hour speed limits, and look what happened there. There's only one state in all of America, all of the 50 states, that doesn't have a seatbelt law for adults.
Right.
And that's New Hampshire. They're the only ones.
And we've gotten rid of the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. I don't know that it was successful in doing whatever it was supposed to do.
Clearly not.
I think that it was supposed to, make
save
it
save lives.
Well, not just save lives. That was the campaign, Arrive Alive, I believe. But it was also supposed to, use less fuel. I'm not sure how that works, and I think that our newer, more efficient vehicles probably burn less fuel at higher speeds than they did in 1970, whatever.
Well, and again, we saw what happened there. The states got on board with those federal highway funds, and now they can't get off. Now they can't let it go. In fact, even just having them sitting out there as an option, as something for the states to take, is endlessly tempting state bureaucrats. I mean,
they want the money, and they really don't care what control goes over your life in the process.
Right. Every year, there's a new bill here in New Hampshire. Every year, there's a new proposal to get on board with this federal highway fund money and to start mandating seatbelt use in the state, and they're always pushing it. One of the big reasons beyond let's keep people safe, and of course it was questionable because in many cases wearing a seatbelt can actually put you in more danger, but that's another issue. But they always put it forward as, well, one of the number one reasons we should do this is we're leaving out all this federal highway money. We could have more money. And luckily, there are enough representatives here in New Hampshire with enough sense in their heads to reject this idea when it comes up. But that doesn't stop many of them, hundreds of them, from voting in favor of it.
If more people don't move for the Free State Project, it is a matter of time.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a win, not an if.
So, this is all over the place. In the 1970s, Grove City College in Pennsylvania was ordered to certify that it complied with Title IX, which outlaws sex discrimination. The private liberal arts school was not accused of discrimination, but nevertheless objected to the order on the grounds that it took no federal money. The feds insisted, saying that since some students received federal scholarships, that amounted to an indirect subsidy from the government. Grove City took the case to the U.S. Supreme Court and lost. It would be astounding if the government didn't put conditions on its grants. In fact, not to do so would appear irresponsible. And that's a good reason to avoid taking government money in the first place. Even without direct conditions, government money taints its recipients. Education scholar Charles Glenn wrote in 1989, "For those who believe strongly in religious schooling and fear that government influence will come with public funding, reason exists for their concern. Catholic or Protestant schools in Europe, for instance, have increasingly been assimilated to the assumptions and guiding values of government schools. This process doesn't even seem to be the result of deliberate efforts, but rather of the difficulty for a private school playing by public rules to maintain its distance from the common assumptions and habits of the predominant system. Once vouchers become widespread, we can expect the education establishment, especially the teachers' unions, to find ways to turn the program to its advantage. It won't have to look far for ideas. Several years ago, the New Democrat, published by the Democratic Leadership Council and the Progressive Policy Institute, the moderate Democrats with whom Bill Clinton has long been associated and an organization started by my brother-in-law, according to Stossel, recommended that any voucher program force private schools to admit all children and meet or exceed specified performance standards to continue receiving taxpayer funds.
Now, I went to a private school, as you know, for 9 years, from kindergarten through eighth grade. And one thing they did was they effectively expelled, if not, I think they suspended some boys for a semester.
For being bad?
For having baking soda and calling it cocaine. Mm. But they considered that serious enough that they wanted them to go away. To the best of my knowledge, those boys never came back to that school. But that would, you know, according to that rule there, it wouldn't allow them to do quite that, to expel a child or not allow them to come or something like that.
Yeah, presumably.
And, I mean, it probably wouldn't allow them, certainly, to not allow a student who had gotten in trouble for drugs at some other school to transfer
right.
to theirs.
Exactly. So it's just bit by bit, piece by piece, it's the government co-opting the private school's policies and eliminating them in return for the government check. In return for the handout. The editorial entitled Counterpunching on Vouchers stated, such an amendment would effectively turn voucher-supported private schools into public charter schools. A public school is not defined by who owns it, but rather by two features, universal access and accountability to the public for results. In other words, voucher money is a foot in the door for the educrats. If vouchers contain this potential danger, what can be done to help kids out of dismal government schools? A better alternative is a tax credit for any parent who pays for private schooling or anyone else who helps put a child through non-government schools. Of course, to us libertarians, the best idea is to separate school and state altogether. How would parents afford tuition? Well, they'd have more money if they weren't taxed so heavily to pay for incompetently run government schools.
Remember that, you pay for government schools every time you write a check for property taxes. And it also comes out of your income tax at the same time. But you pay for these things, and so you'd have that money back, plus the fact that it generally costs something like 1.5 to double to educate somebody in the public school system as it does in the private school system, because, well, government is inefficient.
In fact,
and
we
the education's better at a private school, too.
Right. Well, we might even see a further reduction in cost if we actually had the full marketplace competing for all of its potential customers, unlike now, where most of them have been siphoned off by the government schools. So we don't even really have a fully free market situation at all in education, and we haven't realized all of the cost reductions we could as a result of that. But nonetheless, Stossel finishes up. He says, already many private schools do a better job than government schools for half the cost. Throughout Africa, parents far poorer than Americans pay to send their children to for-profit schools. For Americans who truly lack tuition money, private charity would help, as I do, through the wonderful nonprofit Student Sponsor Partners. Education's too important to be left to government. The freer parents and entrepreneurs are, the more innovative American schooling will be, and the more kids will learn. And isn't that what's important? Isn't it important that your kid get a good education?
Not
as
a free one.
To a free education? 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Would love your thoughts here, especially if you're someone involved in the education, either in the establishment or perhaps on the outside of the establishment in the private schools that are out there. Well, of course, homeschoolers always welcome to chime in as well. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus for the special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Number at 800-259-9231. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you can bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use the code FTL to save 10%. That is LegalZoom.com. 800-259-9231. Just finished up a nice little story from John Stossel. Doing a little bit of backpedaling actually, on his enthusiasm for government vouchers. Apparently, after he talked up government vouchers in one of his stories or articles, he was contacted by Sheldon Richman from the Separation I believe it's an organization called
the Separation of School and State.
Great group. We've interviewed them on the air before, and they do good work. And so he was contacted by Mr. Richman, and Richman pointed out a few important things about government vouchers, and that is that it's government money. And when you take government money, you agree to play by government's rules. You sign some sort of agreement, whether it's you taking welfare payments or whether it's a private school taking money in the form of vouchers.
Right, and it's whether the school, you know, whether the rules exist right now or not. They will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. When you come on board, there are going to be rules that exist. And then a year later or 5 years later, there are going to even be more rules for you to adhere yourself to.
Sure, the government doesn't run out of rules.
But now, of course, 5 years from that time, you've got, if you're a school, you've got more young people that are getting educated at your school that have been paid for by these vouchers. So let's say that you start accepting vouchers and then before you know it, 30% of your students are voucher students. Then the government changes the rules to be oh so onerous that you don't really want to do this anymore. Maybe they're really modifying your curriculum more than they ever used to.
Well, once you're in, when you're taking baby steps towards tyranny, mm-hmm. It's easy. You know, the money keeps coming. Well, I have this option of getting rid of these students, not taking this money, this six figures that we're talking about here. I really can't do without that. And
Right. What's
important is that we're educating kids mostly, and if we have to make some small changes, then that's what we'll do. And, of course, these decisions aren't made by one person. They're made by a committee, and that committee's, going to end up worrying about the money more than they're worried about principle.
Probably.
One man will stand for principle. A committee goes for the money.
Sure. And as a result, the education of all the kids at your school suffers, and the government takes control issue after issue. And it's a never-ending process.
Yeah.
I called in the morning show here in the area about education today, and once again I wake up in the morning and my alarm clock goes off to the local talk radio station, and I am hearing them bickering over what new taxes New Hampshire should have, and it's just so sad, Mark, hearing Granite Staters, people that live free or die, supposedly.
Supposedly. And I think that's something, that you can't count on it by any stretch of the imagination. These people are just ordinary Americans, largely.
Right.
I mean, maybe, New Hampshire has a better track record for liberty than most states, but you can't count on these people being principled. They're not.
Nope. And they're all asking the wrong questions, or at least the ones that are calling in and making their voices heard. They're all asking the wrong questions. The questions this morning that I was hearing before I called in were, should we have an income tax, or should we have a sales tax, or should we have a bottle tax, and just on and on, the different kinds of taxes we need to have so the government can take care of our kids. And no one's asking the right question.
They never do.
And the right question is, what in the hell is government doing educating your kids?
Are they any good at it? I think it's the first thing that we could start looking at.
Sure, that's another one to ask. And clearly they aren't. And as I'm sorry, but there's nothing magical about government.
No.
The money that government has to educate kids
everything
with,
it touches turns to crap.
Okay,
that's kind of magic.
Besides that, the money that they have, and boy do they have a lot of it. Where we live in New Hampshire and Keene, 60% of the county budget, of the city budget, excuse me, city, I believe,
yeah,
goes to schools. It's something like $45 million a year goes to schools, and like 30 or 35 goes to the other services government
mm-hmm.
provides.
And you should have heard, we had a vote not too long ago, you should hear them howl when you say, no, you can't have another $10 million.
That's not enough! The children! So, they've got so much money, and this money, yeah, I understand, the Federal Reserve can print as much of it as they want to, I understand that, but the city government can't.
Thank God they'd do it too.
Well, sure they would. So the city government can't get away with printing the money. So therefore, the only money they can get their hands on was taken from you and me.
Yeah.
They took it from us first. And so the fact is, if that money was left in our pockets in the first place, then we'd be able to decide what to do with it. We'd be able to make those decisions instead of some centralized bureaucrat, some centralized bureaucracy. And, you know, we don't even know who those people are. Those people making the decisions for us. There's nothing more efficient about that. In fact, it's dramatically less efficient.
No, they don't care when they're making a decision like you do about your money.
Right. And the host of the show...
And if you think it's an efficient process, letting bureaucrats make decisions for you as far as your school and educating your kid, why not, let me take care of something that's far less important in your life, financially, and let me buy your next car?
Why not let those bureaucrats decide everything for you? What you eat,
I mean,
instance.
You know, can you imagine how little you would want me to purchase your next car for you?
Mm.
And how much I would likely spend on it. You know, I don't care what it costs. I'm not going to go in there with a salesman and beat him down on the price or anything like that. Why should I? I don't have any reason to, especially since I'm buying cars all day long for people. Screw it.
What's that? All the options?
Sure. Sure. Whatever. Yeah. Oh, the options they don't need? Yeah, they do. Somebody needs them. Don't worry.
So the money doesn't come out of thin air for local governments. It comes from your pocket. And bureaucrats are not better decision makers than you are. Nor should you be forced to fund all this. And I made these points to the host of the show, who, you know, program director of the station. He put us on his station, so that's good. And he got it. He understands that bureaucrats aren't necessarily better decision makers, but on the other hand, he doesn't understand how decentralization could work. He doesn't understand how individuals making decisions in the marketplace could end up with better education, more options, more choices, better prices. People, they just don't get that. It seems too scary for them. It seems like, oh, children, we need to help them. And right now they're getting education. If we took them out of government schools,
they wouldn't get it.
So it wouldn't work. But it would. This is the same marketplace that can bring us amazing quality products at lower and lower prices every single year. It manages to get 1,000 items on one aisle of the supermarket shelf, all organized and pretty and all at the lowest possible price.
Right. Walk into your local supermarket and look at the wonder of the marketplace.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photos. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollars offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on November the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to LibertyDollar.org, sign up for their updates, and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. Check out the new 2008 Liberty Dollars that they're putting out now. So they're back in business.
800-259-9231. So if you've got more comments on the government education situation, by all means. You know, it's not going to be something that that comes to a close anytime soon, unfortunately, so our young people in America will continue to suffer at the hands of these bureaucrats and their mismanagement. Because as we were talking about before we went away there for a moment, the marketplace can bring products and services to consumers' hands at lower and lower prices every single year. Julia and I, my girlfriend and I, were talking about this the other night and talking about how wonderful it really could be if we just would get the government out of all of these different industries that they so heavily regulate. I mean, it really could be the case that education and healthcare could be like the computer industry. It could be that way.
Well, you know, that's what we were told that was going to happen. We were told that medicine was going to just continue to, surge forward by leaps and bounds. What they failed to mention was the FDA and the AMA and all these organizations that have their hands in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they prevent a lot of those surges.
They sure do.
In the name of keeping you safe. God knows we wouldn't want some a therapy that might, you know, be detrimental to you, to someone, or a therapy that might be ineffective.
Just imagine for a moment, if you will, just a quick thought experiment here. You know how the computer industry works. Everybody knows this, and this is what Julia was pointing out. The average person, you don't have to be a computer guru or a technophile to understand that technology is an industry where products improve year after year. Features get added. New generations of products come out. Better and better. Products keep getting better. Prices keep coming down. Everyone knows this. Everyone knows this. This is no secret. It's very clear in the marketplace that these things happen. You know that if you go out and buy a laptop today, that same laptop 6 months from now will be cheaper.
Yeah. Everybody, yeah, people do know that.
Right. You know that if you go out and you buy a new Blu-ray DVD player, although I guess that's, I don't know if it's really considered DVD anymore, but if you go buy a new Blu-ray player, the new high-definition video player, you know that it's $399 now, but a year from now, after Christmas sales and all the other price reductions come in and more people start buying them, you know they're going to be $299. And you know before you know it, the Chinese knockoffs are going to be on the market for $30. You can go to Walmart today and pick up a DVD drive for less than $50. Less than 30 in some cases. VHS. Remember how big those things used to be back in the 1980s with the top load? You know, you'd have to load the thing in there, and you hope that the tape didn't get caught on the spools when you opened it up again, and just monstrous. It was weighed a ton.
It did.
I remember that stuff. Now you can go and you can get a VHS deck and a TV and a DVD player all in one for less than $200.
Dude, I saw, I can't remember where it was advertised, I saw a DVD player for $30, $29.99. You can get a DVD player. I remember what a big deal this was. I bought mine in 1999, I think, and I was behind the times a little bit.
A couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, it was a couple hundred bucks. Now $30.
It's bare bones. You're not getting all the features.
No, no, by no means. But I bought one that had no features, too.
Right. But you're getting a picture on the screen, and you're doing it for less than you did 5 years ago.
And you don't see that in every industry. You don't see that in the automobile industry, where they're regulated to beat the band.
Right.
You don't see that in the energy industry, which I don't think it works exactly the same. You're talking about natural resources there. But there's a lot of industries you don't see that. And,
well, it's
and
not, there's not a lot of competition in the energy industry.
Because the government regulates the crap
right.
out of it.
You can't,
I can't put an oil derrick on my property.
Right, right. Government says you can't build new oil refineries. You have to continue repairing the old ones. So they can't expand out. They can't scale out according to what the marketplace is demanding. Say you can't build new oil refineries.
You can't do anything with nuclear power.
These are just the ones we know about. These are just the regs we know about. We're just talk show hosts, not energy experts. You can't build new nuclear power plants. That's a no-no. Whoa, can't have that, even though it's now safer than ever. Because the research is
energy out there.
Right. Research has still been going on, and building a nuclear power plant today is not like building Chernobyl. And don't forget, the commies built Chernobyl.
Right. That was a government energy project.
So, those are just two examples of how constricted the energy marketplace is. So you can go down the list and you can see, you know, unrestricted marketplace, very free, lots of innovation, lots of development.
People just don't see this.
They see it when it comes to technology because it's apparent. They're immersed in it.
Yeah, but
they don't see it with electricity, and they don't see it with healthcare, and they don't see it with education. And in fact, it allows what we talked about last night to happen, where the government people and the journalists, who are educated by government people, where these pro-government people say, well, looks like this free market thing just isn't working out. Look at the cost of health insurance. It's clear this free market, this unrestricted, unregulated marketplace that we favor so much in America, just not working out. We're going to need government to step in and solve these problems.
That's exactly what they're sidling for. You can believe that the government would love to get involved in healthcare, because it's more money for them to dispose of. It's more control over your life.
800-259-9231. You know, speaking of health care, we'll get into that here in a moment. There's a story out of Massachusetts about their little Massachusetts mandatory insurance system.
Love that crap.
Yes, it is very clear. It's very apparent to people. But we just have to help them make that connection. We just have to help them see that.
I think they see the how quickly the computer industry is going, and it makes their head swim. But they don't understand why.
That's what we need to help them understand. We need to help them understand that it's government and their rules and regulations that they claim that are there to protect you that are slowing the industry down and only protecting the profits of the existing businessmen who are in those industries. 1-800-259-9231. If you keep letting it go in the direction it's going in, it will only get worse. It's not going to get better. The more government intervention you have, the slower and more awful these industries will become, and healthcare is the worst of the worst. Education's pretty darn bad, but healthcare, there are probably more dollars spent on healthcare than education in America. And it's government is in control of over 50% of them. And this is life
and death. Do you really want the government deciding who lives and who dies?
That's what happens in Canada. That's what happens in North Korea. Think there's a big difference between the two? Not fundamentally. At least in Canada, you can get out of the country. In Canada, you can drive south of the border to America and go get your treatment. North Korea, they have fences up.
They sure do.
Well, before you know it, Massachusetts might be putting fences up to keep its prisoners in. The cost, according to BusinessWeek.com, of not having health insurance in Massachusetts is going up. When the new year begins, which it already has, most residents who remain uninsured will face monthly fines that could total as much as $912 for individuals and $1,824 for couples by the end of 2008, according to penalty guidelines unveiled. I guess this is for this year, so it's the end of this year. According to penalty guidelines unveiled by the Department of Revenue, individuals who failed to sign up for health insurance by the end of 2007 face only a one-time loss of their $219 personal income tax exemption. The fines are part of an increasingly aggressive approach written into the health care law designed to pressure Massachusetts residents into getting insurance. We'll come back with more on this. 800-259-9231. Do you live in Massachusetts? Have you been subjected to this new mandatory insurance program? What's it been like? I'd love to hear your story. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of
personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. And if you like the show, and you like the fact that we give you away the features on the website, then you should voluntarily support us by going shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. And you can order all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Very high quality products. We did not cut corners on ordering these products. Good stuff. In fact, if you were at the Liberty Forum this year, you were able to even try some of them on and feel them. And
right. The hoodies. The hoodies are thick. They have big brass zippers. The t-shirts aren't those flimsy kind.
Right. It's good stuff. So we've got t-shirts. We've got hoodies. We've got hats and more. All of it there at store.freetalklive.com. And a special offer going on right now. If you order over $75 worth of product, including our shipping costs, we will send you, included in your order, a free copy of Barry Cooper's excellent DVD, Never Get Busted Again. All the details are there at store.freetalklive.com. All right. So we're talking about the healthcare industry right now. We started out by talking about education and how government involvement inevitably corrupts the private schools, just as government involvement in healthcare has corrupted the medical industry. It has made it inefficient. It has made it it's just not as innovative as it used to be. And it's because it's being held down by all manner of different government rules, from the FDA to various other local and state regulatory agencies. And, of course, then there's all the government welfare that's attached to the healthcare industry. I mean, there's so much to cover as far as government involvement in this one industry. We could spend 3 hours on the healthcare industry alone if we wanted to.
You can, on the healthcare industry front, you can look at sections of the healthcare industry that are largely free market, facelifts and cosmetic stuff versus what's going on. Laser eye surgery. You can look at that versus what's going on in the regular medical field, and you'll see innovation after innovation in those areas compared to what's going on in the regular medical field. Those people are too bogged down with paperwork that the government gives them.
That's a great point. You can't get welfare for laser eye surgery.
Right. Or insurance, for that matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, where it's free market dollars, where they have to compete for actual free market dollars, where there's no insurance and no government involved, that's where the innovation is.
Right. They're taking out advertisements, advertising price, advertising experience, trying to get consumers through their door instead of the guy down the street. It could be that way with everything else if we just let the marketplace operate. But no, no, no. We can't have that, says government. In fact, in Massachusetts, if you aren't aware, there's basically almost complete socialized health care at this point. They almost have it.
Well, they have a mandate that you have insurance.
Right, it's kind of a sneakily written socialized health care plan. It's basically what it is.
I'd like to put out a mandate that businesses advertise on the radio. Businesses have to advertise, you know, or they're not going to get new business.
And
it
is a good
idea. Going to become, they're going to lose sales and die. Well, it's the same sort of thing with health care. I would love to mandate that they had to have radio advertising.
Right. So in Massachusetts
before you go on,
yes.
There's other solutions besides health insurance. I had a couple of years ago, I wasn't doing so well financially, and I decided that I couldn't afford, I couldn't come up with the money for health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find a policy that covered me to the extent that I wanted to be covered for what
the price
I wanted to pay.
Yeah.
So I decided to go with disability insurance instead, and what that would do was pay me, I think it was $4,000 or $5,000 a month in case I became unable to work.
Mm-hmm.
At which point, I could decide what I wanted to do with that money.
Mm.
You know, pay some bills, pay off my mortgage, those kind of things. I could decide what I wanted to do with that money rather than the health insurance just paying the healthcare bills.
Right.
So
you get a better deal if you shop around.
I managed to get that for, I think it was $33 a month.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not saying that it covered everything, and if I'd have been in some kind of catastrophic situation in my very early 30s, then it might have been a bad thing. But at the very least, I could have handled it. The hospitals would have waited for their pay if they, they would have had to, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So I managed to handle it on my own. But that sort of innovation wouldn't be allowed in Massachusetts.
Well, now what Massachusetts is doing, and we can talk more about their program, but what they're doing to encourage more participation in their mandatory program.
They're not encouraging.
They're threatening people with fines of $912 per month.
Good Lord.
If you don't jump on board with their little government health care insurance program. The fines are part of an increasingly aggressive approach written into the health care law in Massachusetts designed to pressure Massachusetts residents into getting insurance. A law intended to create near universal coverage in the state was approved by lawmakers and signed by, that small government guy, Mitt Romney. It remains unclear how many Massachusetts residents still don't have insurance, but the number could be in the hundreds of thousands. The penalties, which vary with age and income, are based on half the lowest cost plans available through the health care.
Only the government could come up with those kind of penalties. The penalties vary with age and income.
They accrue each month, and individual remains. They accrue each month an individual remains uninsured and will be due as part of tax returns filed early in 2009.
And don't forget, even if you do have health insurance, you have to go through whatever arduous hoops they put in your way to prove that you now have health insurance to them. These people deserve to know that information?
Mm.
They do not.
The penalties only apply to adults deemed to be able to afford health insurance by the Health Insurance Connector Authority, which oversees the health care law.
Glad they know.
People can apply for hardship appeals. The highest fine of $76 a month, it's $912 a year, my bad, will be levied against those over the age of 27, making more than three times the federal poverty level of $30,000. And then it goes on with some more numbers. The fines drop for younger adults. Revenue Commissioner Henry Dormitzer said the department worked to come up with the penalties that were fair and easy to understand.
How did they? I always wonder, how do they come up with these numbers? You said it was $76, right?
That's correct.
Why $76? I mean, where do they? These are totally arbitrary numbers.
Right.
I mean, did they say, well, it should be more than 75, but not more than 100? Well, I think we should go to the low side. Let's go with 76. What did they do? Where did they come up with 76?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's
John.
It's not a prime number.
John McDonald,
you know that.
Executive director of the advocacy group Healthcare for All, said the penalties were a good compromise. The way the law was written, 59-year-olds could have faced penalties five or six times higher than younger adults in their 20s because their insurance plans typically cost more. He says some will say these are too high.
I say that they're none of your damn business.
Some will say these are too low. There's plenty of room for argument on both sides. Of course there is, John, because you made it up. We're in such uncharted territory. No one knows for sure how many taxpayers will face the fines. Those overseeing the law say the state's added about 300,000 Massachusetts residents to the ranks of the insured this year, largely as a result of the law. The governor's top budget chief said estimates of the number of uninsured Massachusetts before the law took effect ranged from 370,000 to more than 500,000. So they're hailing this as a success, Mark. They're saying,
of course they are.
Thanks to this program, now over 300,000 Massachusetts residents have health care insurance coverage that they never had before. This has been an unqualified success.
Yep, and, you know, no mention of the liberty that you have to not have health insurance.
You don't have that liberty.
Right, well, yes,
in Massachusetts.
You do have the liberty. They've just decided to take it away. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it. It's your right not to have to have health insurance.
Well, they're going
to
jack it out of your paycheck is what they're going to do. At the end of the year, if you haven't acquired their health insurance, their approved health insurance, come tax time, and remember, Massachusetts has a state income tax, so come tax time, they're just going to not give you your refund. And if you owe them, then you're going to be in arrears to the government for taxes, and we all know how that goes for people. That doesn't go too well. Now, what is the actual business side of this all about? Because this is an important factor. Massachusetts is a very highly regulated state when it comes to insurance, both automotive and health insurance. In fact, Massachusetts keeps increasing their insurance regulations to the point where many health insurance providers have thrown up their hands and said, screw it, we're out of here. And they're only doing business in the other 49 states. It's that bad in Massachusetts. So you only have a handful of select health insurance providers in the state in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So you already have a very limited amount of providers you can choose from, which means that there's limited competition, which means there's not a lot of a choice, there's not a lot of innovation, there's not a lot of offers out there. They can pretty much keep their rates a little bit inflated because there's no one else to go to.
Right.
Now
so,
you have to buy their product.
Now what you're looking at is essentially a quasi-government agency. They run the competition out.
Right.
There's just a few insurers there. Their rates are going to be high because there's no competition. So you have small competition, and people forced to buy it.
Right.
That's pretty darn close.
This is almost socialism. This is almost complete 100% socialism. It's like the more fascist version of socialist healthcare.
You're going to find less customer service, just like you do with the government and just like you do with utilities, because, well, they don't have to give it. Where are you going to go? There's only two or three places, and those businesses are willing to bop the people around.
Right.
And those,
what happens if you have a complaint about the insurance company you're buying with? Well, you don't want to go to the other ones? Well, too bad. You have to buy their product, or else the government it's going to tax you. The government's going to fine you, and if you don't pay their fines, well, we all know what happens. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When my